الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد وأنا أنس رضي الله عنه قال كنت أمشي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه برد النجراني غليظ الحاشية فأدركه أعرابي فجذبه بردائه جذبة شديدة فنظرت إلى صفحة عنق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد أثر بها حاشية الرداء من شدة جذبته ثم قال يا محمد مر لي من مال الله الذي عندك فالتفت إليه فضحك ثم أمر له بعطاء رواه البخاري ومسلم. Last week we had spoken about the tolerance of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is part of sublime character which we need to adopt in various areas where we are tested. For example, in the workplace or at home with the wife, with the children, with our subordinates, with our employees, or maybe it is on the road with the other drivers. So how should a Muslim be behaving? How should a Muslim conduct? We spoke about how the Jew came and was very, very aggressive and rude to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he conducted. And he told Umar radiallahu anhu to give him extra and over and above what was due to him. And then he said that, I came to test the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now I have seen all the signs, and the beautiful signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had been mentioned in the scriptures. I have seen it for myself and he accepted Islam. So here's another example. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a Najrani shawl that had very thick embroidery. And so at that time, a Bedouin came, a villager, Dehati. So the villagers, their conduct is very different. They are uncultured sometimes, they don't know manners. So he grabbed that shawl that was around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neck from the back and he tugged it so wildly and harshly that Anas radiallahu anhu says, when I looked at the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that embroidery had made a mark on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, O Muhammad, here again. He's not saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's calling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by name, which was also another form of disrespect. And then he says, thirdly, Murli min mali la illadhi indak. Issue a command that I must be given some money, which doesn't belong to you also. Min mali la illadhi. It is Allah's money, but it's by you. So in his entire approach. Now how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conduct? Now for a moment, let's think, if someone is just a little rude to us, something goes against our temperament a bit at home, or on the road, someone cuts us off. So what words, some of the words, maybe we won't find it in the dictionary, that will come out at that moment in time, and how we go and try and show a point to that person. Nevertheless, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conduct? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around for dhahik, and he laughed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed. He smiled. He didn't show him that I'm angry, I'm upset. He didn't look at him with those type of eyes also. For dhahika, he showed that level of tolerance. He smiled, and on top of that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give him something." Amarahu bi'atayn. He commanded, told the sahaba, "Give this man something." So we learn from this that how should our conduct be? Each one knows his own situation, how he should behave, how he should conduct, wherever he is. If we cannot reach that level at the moment, then we should try and improve ourselves slowly with the small things. The first level will be that I should try not to become, not to become angry, but not to act upon my anger. That means a person should make sabr. If we can't show that person some goodness, then at the very least, remain silent. At the very least, don't act upon a person's anger. On the road, someone irritated us, there's no need to show him any hand signs, no need to look at him in a very dangerous way, so he must become angry. No need to cut him off or do anything stupid on the road, because it's not going to make much of a difference. There'll only be regret. You find in certain places what and what people are doing out of anger for silly things. Later on there's regret. And then slowly, slowly we try and increase our akhlaq, that we can come upon the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.